Despite lockdown and a significant, albeit temporary, drop in transport use, Ireland's greenhouse gas emissions fell less last year than they did in 2019. A new report from the Environmental Protection Agency shows a reduction in emissions of 3.6%, but that's less than the 4% achieved in 2019 and nowhere near the 7% per year target contained in the Government Climate Action Plan. Laura Burke is Director General of the Environmental Protection Agency. Good morning, Laura, and thank you for coming in to us.
Good morning.
There was an expectation, and maybe it was misplaced, that the pandemic, with so much of society and industries closed or reduced, that this would help Ireland achieve its emissions targets in 2020. Was it misplaced?
Well, I think it was so difficult to predict last year because so much of our society and economy was stopped. We were trying to figure out what was the impact going to be. But I suppose the main impact we saw was in transport. And that wasn't surprising. We were all staying within 2 kilometres or 5 kilometres of our home. So therefore, there really was a dramatic reduction in transport, albeit short-lived. And that is the rebound effect once people are out and about. Separately then, if you look at things like agricultural emissions, because agriculture production was continuing, it's unsurprising that there wasn't a COVID impact on agriculture. That said, it was very disappointing to see that agricultural emissions had increased in 2020, whereas they had decreased slightly in 2019. And then in the energy side of things, there was still a strong energy demand. So although there was a reduction in energy emissions, really because the reduced use of peat, which was really, really positive, and increased renewables, overall, it is disappointing. I think what we're seeing is that really the main impact or the main reason for reductions was those reduced transport emissions.
Talk to me as well about the increases in residential emissions and what fuel that?
Well, we were all at home more. And that really is, I suppose, an interesting one that we saw last year, 9% increase in residential emissions as people were at home more. People were heating their homes. Now, there was also, you might remember, the cost of oil, etc., reduced during the beginning of COVID. And maybe people were using their heating a little bit more because it was cheaper as well. But really, when we were at home more, we were heating our homes and therefore emissions went up.
You mentioned the agriculture reduction, or I should say increase. Agriculture itself is continuing to resist, though, a reduction in the national herd. We had the IFA on the programme earlier this week, and they talk now of a stable herd, and you know, we've had arguments for them about increases in vehicle numbers in other sectors, passenger numbers through the airport, but they say that their cattle numbers have remained the same. Can agriculture continue as it is without reducing the national herd?
Well, from our perspective, what we're seeing is an increase in agriculture over the last 10 years, around 12%. So it's on the wrong trajectory. Rather than going down, it's going up. We're also seeing an increase as part of that in dairy cow numbers of 45%, a really significant increase. Now, ultimately, with regard to the agriculture sector, we need a significant, sustained, strong reduction in methane emissions, which come from cattle. It doesn't need to go to net zero like other sectors. So it's recognised that methane is a short-lived gas, that it is different to other greenhouse gases, but it is going in the wrong direction at the moment. With regard to the size of the herd, what we would say is that any increase in the dairy herd is unsustainable until there's solutions can be found for not only greenhouse gas emissions, but also impacts, for example, on water quality. But really, it is up to the sector now to identify how it can transform and change into the future so that we can also live up to the clean green image of Ireland that we promote when we're marketing our agriculture produce.
Just a week out now from the COP26 International Climate Conference, you're a member of the Climate Change Advisory Council. Where is the promised carbon budget proposal?
Well, to be really clear, I'm not speaking here today on behalf of the Climate Council, and the Council are doing their deliberations, and I really won't go any further on that. But it's something that needs to be taken very seriously by the Council, so they need to take time to do that.
Yeah, but do we need those proposals, and do we need the government plan ahead of that international conference?
Well, we already have many, many identified actions in the 2019 Climate Action Plan, including almost 1 million electric vehicles on the road, 600,000 heat pumps, retrofitting of homes, and all of that can happen. We don't need to wait. And I think really for me, this report is a wake-up call that we need to take action. And I would be looking at all sectors. I would look not only at the agriculture sector, but the transport sector and the energy sector, because we are also seeing over the recent weeks talk of reusing, opening up Moneypoint and oil-fired power stations, and they will have a significant impact on emissions.
We've been talking about wake-up calls for a number of years now, and nobody seems to be taking it seriously enough. We're nowhere near getting to that 51% that we need to get to by 2030.
And every year becomes more challenging. So this really has to be a tipping point. It has to be a turning point, and that we move from debate and discussion into action and take and supporting all of the sectors to take those actions.
Laura Burke, Director General of the EPA, thank you for coming into us this morning.